VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday he agrees with proposals to halt the fighting in Ukraine, but said more discussions are needed on a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. Putin told reporters at the Kremlin any deal would need to lead to long-term peace and address what he called the original causes of the crisis. The Russian president thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for his efforts to end the war. Trump at the White House Thursday said Russia's response was promising and said it would be very disappointing if Russia does not accept the deal. Both presidents suggested that they were ready to speak to each other for further discussions. Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, was in Moscow Thursday to meet with senior Russian officials. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Putin is essentially preparing to reject the ceasefire. Zelensky said in his nightly address that Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war, that he wants to kill Ukrainians. Ukraine accepted the ceasefire proposal earlier in the week. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte praised President Trump on Thursday for his actions leading the ceasefire proposal discussions with Ukraine and Russia. Rutte visited the White House's Oval Office Thursday, and he also backed Trump's efforts to motivate countries in the transatlantic alliance to increase defense spending. Trump's recent comments have rattled allies. European military leaders met this week after the president raised doubts about the U.S. protecting other NATO countries. The European Commission this month called for $874 billion in new defense spending by the 27-member EU, and both Britain and Germany have recently committed to defense spending increases. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and EU Thursday traded threats over alcohol tariffs. U.S. President Donald Trump responded to the EU's planned tax on American whiskey with a post on social media. He wrote, "If this tariff is not removed immediately, the U.S. will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wine, champagnes, and alcoholic products coming out of France and other EU-represented countries," adding, "This will be great for the wine and champagne businesses in the U.S." European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday the bloc's trade commissioner is scheduled to have discussions on Friday with his U.S. counterpart. She equated the tariffs to taxes and said they are bad for businesses and they are bad for consumers. But von der Leyen defended the European import tax, which came in response to the Trump administration's upcoming steel and aluminum tariffs. And she said at the same time, "I also want to emphasize that we are open for negotiations." The leader of U.S. Senate Democrats said he will help advance a Republican-led funding bill to keep the U.S. government open. The threat of a government shutdown had been growing in recent days. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a shutdown would be worse than passing the bill, and he said not funding the government before Friday's midnight deadline could hand Trump and his billionaire backer Elon Musk more power as they work to gut federal operations. The Democrats are facing pressure to do something to slow down or stop Trump and Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE, which has played a role in the firings of thousands of federal workers. Republicans had also threatened to blame their opposition for the shutdown, despite arguments from Democrats that they were not involved in negotiations and do not have a majority in either chamber of the United States Congress. The spending bill is expected to have major consequences for the nation's capital city. The mayor of Washington, D.C., has said it would require the district to cut more than $1 billion in spending, including on education and public safety. The Trump administration immediately appealed an order from a federal judge on Thursday to rehire thousands of probationary workers across multiple agencies. The San Francisco-based judge said the firings did not follow federal law, ruling in a lawsuit brought by a coalition of labor unions. The agencies include the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Defense, Energy, Agriculture, the Interior, and Treasury. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. Right now. BOA 1.
And Selena Gomez, Calm Down on VOA 1. The hits, her upcoming collaborative studio album with her fiance Benny Blanco, I Said I Love You First, is set to drop on March 21st. That's next week. I'm Nikki Strong. Lizzo is coming up, and here's Alessia Cara, Dead Man on VOA 1, The Hits.
Thought you said you were in love, so I done sad face. I don't ask for much, just that you make me happy.
Right here on VOA 1.
Everything was so much simpler. And that's exactly what I need. No views, no likes. Real love. And real life.
Appearances.
In Real Life, her first single, the title track off of her forthcoming album. Where did that song land on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Is it one of the top 10 songs in the USA right now? Hang out with the lady DJ to find out inside today's Hit Countdown, which happens every Thursday at 10 and 2200 UTC right here on VOA1, The Hits. I'm Nikki Strong. Post Malone is coming up, and here is Sabrina Carpenter with Bad Kim on VOA1, The Hits.
You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know I'm like, manifest, that's your oversight. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like, ooh, who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent? Like, ooh, maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good bed. You're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not upon me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. Who's the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad night? I know it's not a bit redundant, but I bet we'd have really good bed. Can you pick me up? Pull it down, tell me around how it just makes sense. And you talk so sweet when you're doing that.
Like the villain, I had a couple mixed drinks, now I got a couple mixed feelings. I love it, I love it. You know just how to fit an address, then I don't like it, I don't like it. Wish they had a button for your Instagram pic. We argue about this and that when you say you need a different address. Break up to make up, hit the mattress, wake up and you don't remember half of the whole lot of games that we play on. I ain't afraid to say when I'm wrong, and you ain't afraid to dance how you want your favorite song. say nothing. You ain't gotta say nothing. I already know why you tripping. I ain't had nothing to do with them, nothing to do with them. You ain't gotta say nothing. 6 inch heel when she bustin'. Shit is in my face when she rustin'. Throwin' purses, makeup, and brushes.
didn't work out. Know you bought a house, but you had to move out. I'm not proud, cause I'm just scared of you shooting it down. You can just talk and I'll stare at your mouth. It could be bad, but I wanna find out. And I wake up in the middle of the night with the light on, and I feel like I could die. Cause you're not here, and it don't feel right. Cause you're not here.
Post Malone only want to be with you. Apparently, he has broken up with his fiance because he's been spotted out with another woman on his arm. I'm Nikki Strong, and this is VOA 1, The Hits.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I try, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. Yeah, I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
Song, the remix on VOA1, the hits. We also heard Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody. You love Morgan Wallen. Definitely hang out with me inside Country Hits VOA because I play Morgan Wallen. That happens every Friday at 10 and 2200 UTC right here on VOA1. My name is Nikki Strong. Lola Young is coming up. I also have some Luke Combs. That's another country artist. And the latest from Jenny. Right now, here is Madison Beer. Make You Mine on VOA1, the hits.
I wanna feel, 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 wanna taste, 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 wanna get you going. I wanna lay, 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 wanna strain, 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 wanna make you mine. Death inside my mind, you can see the shrine, got you on my walls. Believe in, believe in. Baby, don't be scared, want you everywhere, catch you if you fall.
I'm freak. I'm every woman he wants and needs. I'm his dream. I'm his drug. I'm every woman he wants. So what? I'm his boss. I'm that. I'm every woman he knows exists. I'm his main. I'm his side. I'm every woman that's in his mind.
I'm too stupid, dumb. You hated it when I cry, unless it's that time of the his body's too old for work. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
It's new music on VOA 1.
It's about to be so damn hard.
Special edition and your AI couldn't copy. I'm leaving clues in the fit in the men's hot tea. No, I'm not thinking about no exes. No, they miss me. I got the whole room spinning like a tipsy.
Don't burst, take it to the chorus.
Like Jenny, I'm obsessed like Jenny, like Jenny.
Jenny. I'm Nikki Strong, and I am out. I will see you tomorrow right here on VOA 1 The Hits. Peace.
Editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The State Department Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs announced a reward offer under the Narcotics Rewards Program of up to $10 million for information leading to the arrest and or conviction in any country of Canadian narcotics trafficker Ryan James Wedding. This reward offer is in coordination with the governments of Canada and Mexico in an effort to bring Wedding to justice. The FBI also announced the addition of Wedding to the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitive list. Wedding is a former Olympic snowboarder who represented Canada in the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, Utah. After his snowboarding career, Wedding turned to a life of crime as a transnational narcotics trafficker. He is last known to be residing in Mexico. Wedding and another Canadian citizen residing in Mexico were charged in an original indictment with running a continuing criminal enterprise, murder, and conspiring to possess, distribute, and export cocaine. Wedding's co-conspirator was arrested on October 8, 2024, by Mexican law enforcement and was transferred on February 27, 2025, to the United States. The first superseding indictment, unsealed on October 16, 2024, names 14 additional co-defendants. The superseding indictment alleges that from January 2024 to August 2024, Wedding and others conspired to ship bulk quantities of cocaine, weighing hundreds of kilograms, from Southern California to Canada through a Canada-based drug transportation network run by co-conspirators in Ontario, Canada. The cocaine shipments were transported from Mexico to the Los Angeles area, where the cocaine trafficking organization's operatives would store the cocaine in stash houses before delivering it to transportation network couriers for transportation to Canada using long-haul semi-trucks. Wedding's organization committed violence and murder to achieve its aims. This includes the November 2023 murder of two members of a family in Ontario, Canada, in retaliation for a stolen drug shipment that passed through Southern California, as well as the May 2024 murder of another victim in Niagara Falls, Ontario, over a drug debt. Of the 16 indicted subjects, only Wedding and one other co-conspirator remain fugitives. The United States remains committed to tracking down and bringing to justice narcotics traffickers that flood the nation with their deadly illicit drugs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.